O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name. You are the covenant-keeping God, the rock of ages, the unseen creator. We worship you this morning. We give you praise, glory, and honor. Be thou exalted. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you for a new day. We appreciate you. We love you in the name of Jesus. Hello, everyone. Hallelujah. I bring you Fresh Spring Daily Devotional with Olumide Salako. Today is Tuesday, 24th May, 2022. Theme: Fruitfulness, Part 1. Memory verse: Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Bible passage: Exodus chapter 1, verse 5 to 10. I take 7. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Message of victory. Obedience is the bedrock of every fruitfulness. Fruitfulness is a command from God. If it is not so, then obedience is irrelevant. Fruitfulness is very key to God. Hence, He desires our obedience. Genesis chapter 1, verse 22 says, "And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the water in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth." The word "be" in the above verse indicates something that is destined to happen. It's an obligation, a necessity, or possibility. So, reframing the verse, we could say, God blessed all of them. He said to them, give birth to many young ones so that you grow in number. Fill all the waters, water in the seas. The birds also should become very many all across the land. Genesis chapter 1, verse 22, easy translation. The phrase "he said to them" does not look like God was wasting his time by joking with words, but to complete the work of creation which he started after the destruction of the world in the days of Noah and the start of a season of righteousness. God spoke to Noah and demanded fruitfulness from him and his family. Genesis chapter 9, verse 7. No fruitfulness takes place in the era of disobedience, for righteousness will exalt you into a nation, irrespective of your beginning. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. When God spoke with Abraham in Genesis 17, verse 6, he said, "And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful." This shows that God is the only source of fruitfulness, and He gives to whoever He wants. He decided to visit Joseph because of his faithfulness. Fruitfulness is not subject to age, sex, status, and race, but to moral and godly virtues. Genesis chapter 49, verse 22 says, Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run across the world. What made Joseph fruitful? There is no doubt his character and attributes were responsible for his fruitfulness. We can summarize his lifestyle with the scripture below. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10, Amplified says, "So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, displaying admirable character, moral courage, and personal integrity, to fully please Him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and steadily growing in the knowledge of God with deeper faith, clearer insight, and fervent love for his precepts. Without these attributes and character, please forget about fruitfulness. The best you will get is a disaster. Watch what you do. Allow and indulge in. Joseph was a covenant child who displayed epitome of success. Another character from the Bible with good character and godly credentials was Job. Job was perfect, upright, feared God above all. It wasn't a coincidence and a wonder that he was the richest in his time. Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. Your beginning may look so small today. Stay and walk on the path of truth and righteousness, and everything you lay your hands on will be fruitful. Job chapter 8 verse 7. Living in the covenant blessed. I take that again. Living in the covenant blessed Jacob with his family of 70 souls to become a full-blown nation. This can only be achieved by abiding in the covenant between God and Abraham. If you want fruitfulness, stay in obedience and be upright in your lifestyle. Prophetic prayers and declarations. Join me to give thanks to God this morning. Father, we are grateful for the opportunity to be called your children. We are grateful for life. Be exalted in the name of Jesus. I pray for every listener this morning. May the Almighty God open your eyes to wherever you have missed it or make a mistake or errors. And God will help you to make amends immediately in the name of Jesus. Hear me this morning. I decree upon you, you are a covenant child. Therefore, you will enter into the covenant for fruitfulness. And I reject for you every form of barrenness in your household, work, and ministry in the name of Jesus. Receive this morning the grace to build godly character, an attribute which God cannot despise. And I command in your life to begin to grow in godly virtues and every form of ungodly virtues to die in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and I command this morning, you are blessed. Therefore, may you receive your fruitfulness and to begin to give life to fruitfulness in your life, family, and let there be a true reflection of God's blessing in your life and home in the name of Jesus Christ. Fresh Spring Daily Devotional, FSDD, is one of the best widely read, listened devotional. Please share it to spread the gospel of Christ. We encourage you to worship with us at 12B Ashiria Kofa Street, off Adetola Street, off Brown Road, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. For prayers, counseling, and deliverance, please send your prayer request to Olive Christian Ministry 2017 at gmail.com or via the following WhatsApp number +234 8023 1818 57. Good morning and may God bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah.